Finger bang. That's a fun word. What's up, podcast lovers? Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we like to shoot the shit and discuss a variety of topics that makes you think, what the fuck? There's nothing like a good what the fuck moment, and you will be experiencing a lot of them on this show. Now, if you're new here, thank you so much for dropping in. I hope that you guys decide to come back and enjoy some more silly with us. So take a peep at the titles of my past episodes, because we do cover some random ass topics on this podcast. We do serial killers, hilarious news stories, paranormal experiences, and more. Okay. Oh, and I have a fun surprise for you every Friday right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast, because there's no telling what that topic is going to be about that day. It's brand new. So I do have an update on the job that I applied for. They said they were going to have to, we're going to do like a virtual interview. And the woman that I spoke with was so nice and seemed like a dope ass lady. And she answered the phone like she's known me her entire life. She said, "Hey, what's up? Can I help you?" And when I tell you, I was taken back. I was. And I almost responded, "What up, boo? You coming by the house tonight?" Like, like I was ready to make full on plans with this woman on the phone, because she just sounded like somebody I could hang out with, somebody I knew. I don't know. It was weird, you know? So I said to myself, if this is how she's like for this job interview, I'm more than a shoo-in for this job. Dare I say, I might even like this job if I get it. You know? Ugh. Yeah, and I hope I didn't jinx myself just now. Oh my god. I probably just jinxed myself. Oh crap. Alright, so anyways, my virtual interview should be within the next few days. And I'm really excited about it. I really am. Shit, because I can use the money. I'm poor. And by the way, guys, if you are looking for a job, let me tell you, everyone is hiring. Everyone is hiring. It literally feels like everywhere I go, they're hiring. The gas station, Walmart, Best Buy, several restaurants, clothing store, everybody is hiring. So now is a good time to go out and get you some money. Now, speaking of which, I don't know if I told you guys this last week. Let me slow down. I get excited. My brain is working faster than my mouth can. It's like, if I don't get all this out, I could die. So slow it down, Jones. So the job that I'm applying for is a full-time job. Okay. I don't know what the hours are yet. I haven't even been hired yet, so I don't know anything, but there's a good chance, depending on the hours that I'm giving, some changes might be made for this podcast. The day I upload might change. Perhaps the time frame of the podcast episodes, they might change. I don't know. I do not plan on ending the podcast. I don't think it'll come to that, but I will definitely keep you guys posted with any decisions that I make regarding this podcast. And I appreciate my non-skippers who stick with me during my rants in the beginning of my podcast episodes. Thank you so much. So let's get into it. So last week, we enjoyed some more random drunken what the fuck moments. And most of us definitely have a few of those moments in our younger days. And some of us are still having what the fuck moments today, currently. Thank you, alcohol. And the story about Chandra getting her weave ripped off because some girl slipped on some Henny. That shit, that floored me. That's the white girl that slipped on the Henny and pulled out Sandra's weave. That was like my favorite part of that entire episode. It really was. And if you haven't already, check that episode out. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast, because you don't want to miss these awesome random episodes that I post every Friday, because they are very random. I mean, look, next week I might talk about the history of the remote control. I don't know, man. It can be anything. I do kind of low key want to Google that though. Like, when did they become a thing? Ugh. Okay. So today, you probably noticed by the title of this episode, I've got some X-rated history to share, and the people that helped establish the world as we know it today in their own way. Some of these people, they did some things that were questionable or just plain gross. Let me just say this: history is more than the things that we learned in school. Okay, let's go ahead and check out the X-rated side of history. I'm excited about that. But before we get into all the naughty and weird moments in history, I want to remind you guys that if you have any of your own interesting experiences for the pod, your own story, send them in. Send them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. I talk about a variety of topics here, and maybe your experience could even inspire an episode. You never know. You never know. Now, guys, it can be scary, funny, creepy, embarrassing, what have you. Send them in. I would love to have some of your hometown stories, if you will. I feel like if I say hometown, I feel like I'm stealing that from My Favorite Murder. Homegrown? No, that's weed. Yeah, whatever. Send me your stories. My email is down below in the show notes. Just copy and paste that bad boy and send them in. Also, guys, don't forget to show your support for this podcast and the hard work that I'm putting into it by leaving a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts or whichever podcast platform that you're using, because this is extremely helpful for my podcast to grow and earn new listeners, which, let's be honest, that would be fucking titties. The more ears I get, the better, honestly. I would love that. I want to feel like I'm succeeding, damn it, you know? All right, so let's go ahead and get into these X-rated topics about history. I'm excited about it because you're going to be shocked with what I fucking tell you. It's going to make you want to Google more. Like, this one's so good, and I know I say it all the time, but there's a good chance I'll go ahead and do a part two of this. And I feel like I say that about every episode, and then 3 years passes, and I'm like, oh yeah, part two. That's what happened with the more drunken what the fuck moments. Yeah, you know, it is what it is. All right, let's get to it. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into our first X-rated historic fact. This one's coming in with our first story, BuzzFeed.com. You guys, what doesn't that website discuss? They have everything. Okay, so BuzzFeed has informed us all that Mary Shelley, the woman who wrote Frankenstein, did something many of us haven't done, or at least I hope not, I guess. I don't know. All right. So Mary Shelley, the author of Frankenstein, well, she had sex in the graveyard where her mother was buried. Okay, maybe it's just me, but I don't feel the need or the want to have sex in a graveyard. Any graveyard, but certainly not the one where someone I know is buried. That is not a place where I want to horizontally tango, if you catch my drift. That is some dark shit to me. Like, I can't. Okay, apparently Mary spent a lot of her time visiting her mother's grave in St. I think it's Pancras Churchyard, and I'm probably saying that wrong. She had so much curiosity about life and death with, you know, which makes a lot of sense given her book Frankenstein, you know. But when she met her husband, Percy, she took him with her to the graveyard. And I guess they decided to, you know, they visited her mother and thought, you know what, this would be a perfect place to bust a nut. Let's do it right here. Over all these dead bodies, show them what it's like to be alive. I don't know. That's just, it's a lot. It's a lot for me, and it might be a lot for you too. I don't know your lives or your sexual preferences, but I'm assuming most of you listening, most of you, but maybe not all, I don't want to be an asshole and say 100%, but most of you have not ever, nor do you ever want to have sex in a graveyard. And if you do, let us know about it on the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. Okay, so, there are actually a lot of people who do find graveyards sexy, or even dead bodies to be sexy, or perhaps like the appearance of a body being unconscious. Like, some people like it when you pretend that you're asleep so that they can, you know, fondle you and shit. Like, that's a sexual fetish that people have. Now, I'm not saying that everybody who likes to pretend that their partner is asleep before they fondle them is into necrophilia. I'm not saying that. Okay. That's not what I said. Okay. But there are people who are into necrophilia who have not ventured into having sex with dead bodies, or don't know how to do it, or they're afraid to, or they don't want to be judged. I don't know. But they tend to like their partners to pretend to be unconscious or asleep. Hopefully they want their partners to pretend. If not, we're going to have ourselves a true crime podcast episode coming soon. Okay. So anyways, as we discussed a while back, there are a lot of sexual fetishes out there and a lot of kinks as well. And some of the things that exist out there that people like to do while they're doing it would blow your fucking mind. Would blow your mind. You know, I really, really, really should do another episode about that. There are so many sex fetishes, you know. Somebody remind me in the Professionally Silly Pod group on Facebook to make another episode about that. But I did an episode that was called Bizarre Sex Fetishes. And the ones that I chose, some of them are bizarre and some of them I've even heard of, but as I was doing the research for that podcast, I just chose a few. As I was doing the research for that podcast, I found out there are a lot of, I mean, maybe hundreds of sex fetishes and sub fetishes to those. It's, yeah, I just like regular sex. That's, maybe I'm boring. I don't know. You know, I don't need somebody watching me. I don't need anybody shitting on my chest. Don't pee on me. I don't need any of these things. Just regular sex that the other person has consented to and actually wants to do it with me. You know, is that too much to ask? Like, fuck. Okay. Hey guys, don't let me forget. Bizarre Sex Fetishes Part 2. Remind me. Okay. All right. So our next X-rated historical fact is coming from cheeseburger.com. The word cheese is spelled C-H-E-E-Z and then spell the word burger.com. Cheeseburger.com shared an interesting X-rated fact. Victor Hugo, a French poet, playwright, and romantic novelist. I mean, I've never heard of him, but I promise you, he probably has nothing on Zane. Ooh, y'all remember those Zane series that we when I was in high school, they would just pass those books around. Girl, did you see page 34? Mm-hmm. That page was usually about sex. If somebody asked you, don't forget to read page so-and-so, it was about sex. But we were kids, and Wi-Fi wasn't really a thing. I mean, it kind of was, but it wasn't, you know? It was crazy. Oh, I miss those Zane moments. The entire student body was like a book club when it came to books like that. But anyways, Victor Hugo, French poet, playwright, and romantic novelist. And I believe he did more as well, but, you know, Wikipedia will let you know. Look at the Wikipedia because I'm not going to do all the work for you. I'm just not. Look that shit up. Anyways, Victor Hugo was best known for his poetry and his novels. And he is the dude that wrote The Hunchback of Notre Dame and Les Mirables. I always say that wrong. Les Mirables. Yo, hold up. I'm going to just go ahead and go to YouTube and figure out how to fucking... I always say it wrong. Les Mirables. This is ridiculous. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Wait a damn minute. I think it says right here. Okay. Les Misérables in French. Mais oui, Misérables. I still can't say it, and I just heard him say it twice. So, he wrote those books, Hunchback of Notre Dame and Les Miserables is how, I think how you say. You ever heard of them? Those are some really famous books. Like, I never read The Hunchback of Notre Dame, I'm gonna be honest with you, but I did see the Disney movie, and Esmeralda can get it. Look, don't sit here and act like as adults or even as teenagers or kids or whatever the fuck that at one point in your life you have not been sexually attracted to a cartoon character that does or does not exist. And if it's a cartoon character, there's a good chance that it doesn't exist. But listen, Esmeralda could get it. Those green eyes. What? Wait, were her eyes green? I feel like they're like an emerald or something. But she can get it. Just saying. So if there's a real Esmeralda out there, hi, I'm Amber Smiles Jones. I would like to buy you a cup of coffee. But if we go to Starbucks, you can't get a venti. I don't have that kind of money. You can get a tall. Okay, so anyways, Hunchback of Notre Dame and Les Miserables. So Victor Hugo was quite the lover of sex workers. I like this. I mean, I'm not a very politically correct person. I don't see a problem with saying prostitutes because prostitution has been a part of this country for, I don't know, centuries, in this world for centuries. And I don't see it as being rude or disrespectful, but I'm also not a prostitute. So I may say sex workers trying to change my political correct climate so I don't anger others. I'll do the best that I can, but I'm usually not very politically correct because I don't give a shit. So anyways, this man slept with a bunch of prostitutes, and I know what I just said. Shut up. And that, so the day that Victor Hugo died, all the brothels in Paris were, they were closed. They closed for the day when Victor Hugo died. Now, the reason they closed is because all the sex workers were mourning his death. That is a lot. Okay, they all took the day off. Okay, that's a lot of prostitutes taking the day off. I mean, look, so many, for all the brothels to be closed, I mean, damn, this man was well known in the sex worker community. I mean, look, it was the 1800s, I guess, I don't know. Listen, when I hear 1800s, I think creepy family photos and sepia, okay, cobble streets, and sex workers. Excuse me, prostitutes. No, sex workers. Damn it. So I just summed up the 1800s. You're welcome. But can you believe that? After Victor Hugo dies, all of the brothels in Paris are like, you know what? I'm going to need a day off. I'm going to need a day off for today. His dick was just my best friend. Like, I don't know, dude, but maybe he was a nice guy. It's very possible Victor Hugo was a nice, not every dude that pays for sex is a creepy weirdo, you know. Some are just creepy weirdos. Okay, let's go on to the next story. I want to try that again. Les Miserables. Also, I probably should have said that not every dude who buys sex from a sex worker is a creepy, weird guy. Some of them are just cheating on their wives. That's what I should have said. That joke is funnier. It hits, but it didn't come to me right away. And I remembered it and I was like, you know what? Boom. I'm going to throw it out there. They'll appreciate it. Okay, so let's go on to the next story here. You know that guy, Mozart? Ever heard of him? Yeah, you know, that dude that composed music back in the day, known as one of the greatest classical composers to ever live? Yeah, so I came across this X-rated piece of history from kickassfacts.com, and I should definitely visit that site again because there are some kick-ass facts on that website. So Mozart wrote a song with an interesting title, and I'm definitely gonna butcher it because I think it's German. And I don't know if you guys know this. Okay, I know this is going to surprise you, but I don't speak German. I know, I look, I know, but I don't. So listen to me destroy this. The name of the song that Mozart wrote is, oh, God, I'm gonna mess this up. Leck mich ein Ox. I think that's how you say it. Leck mich ein Ox. I'm saying it wrong. Once again, don't speak German. But look that shit up, all right? You can just type it in to Google and be like, hey, man, how do you pronounce this? And they'll be like, what? just Google Mozart and dirty songs or whatever, and I'm sure it'll pop right the fuck up. But anyways, Leck mich, I'm, wait, Leck, damn it, Leck mich, I'm, ach. That translates, if I said it right, translate to lick me in the ass. That, man, I gotta tell you, that translation that I gave you was clear. Clear as just crystal clear. Okay. Lick me in the ass. That is the name. That's what that shit translates. And when I came across this, it just immediately unalived. I did. I died then and there because I was like, not Mozart writing a song about licking ass. You know? What? One of the most classical composers to ever live. I mean, I'm talking about people play his musics in movies for like really fancy scenes. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a reason why you don't hear Mozart, you know, in the ghettos of Atlanta. It's just not, it doesn't set that same scene, you know? Fuck. I was like, not Mozart writing a song about licking ass. Oh my God. So he wrote the song in 1782. Leck mich, wait, damn it, I was going to try to say it again. Leck mich ein Ox. And again, don't speak German. But he wrote this song in 1782. And according to mentalfloss.com, it was believed to be kind of like a party piece for him and his buddies, you know? Like, I guess they would just, you know, crack open a couple of PBRs and just, you know, lick me in the ass, lick me in the ass, lick me in the ass. I don't think that's how the tone is, but that's just how I picture it. You know, just a bunch of old dudes wearing old, like, you know, 1700 type clothing with PBRs in their hand. And one of them has a guitar and they're just singing the songs, lick me in the ass. That's how I picture it, but that's not at all what that is. But let me explain something to you, okay? Supposedly, the German version of lick me in the ass, okay? It's like a old German idiom similar to what we now say, which is kiss my ass. I think it carried that same meaning, because today I feel like lick me in the ass means exactly that. Lick me in the ass. I can't be like, hey man, what's going on? Lick me in the ass. And it's like, what? Can you imagine saying that to somebody? Just look at what? I'm sorry. Did you just offer me an anal treat that I didn't ask for? No, thank you. I'll pass. But I don't know. That's kind of what that is. You know, oh, how things have changed. You know, kiss my ass has graduated from lick me in the ass, and I'm glad. You know, for as a small little social experiment, I want all of you to go out in the streets and greet your friends and family, maybe even strangers, if you feel like you could be safe getting away with that, because they might slap you. I'm just telling you that could happen. But I want you to greet people. You know, start off with your loved ones. Say, hey man, lick me in the ass. But you just change how you say it, make it sound like a greeting. Hey, what's up? Instead of hey, what's up, say hey, lick me in the ass. And they were like, what? Just see how they take that. It'll be a fun inside joke that only we will get, professionally silly listeners. So also, please don't do that. I was kidding. Don't do that. don't go to strange people and tell them to lick you in the ass, because they might be like, oh, where have you been all my life? I've been waiting for you all day. Because the situation might change. It might become something you weren't prepared for, okay? Oh my God. Over it. So, I wanted to share something with you guys that's super exciting. Recently, a company by the name of Vance Global reached out to me, and they wanted me to try their product. Vance Global is a Milwaukee-based CBD joints and hemp manufacturer. Vance Global is providing us with a safer alternative to smoking tobacco products. And they have even created recently the most potent CBD cigarette out there, that Delta 8. So if you are interested in CBD cigarettes, or you're interested in an alternative to smoking tobacco products, this is for you. And Delta 8, oh, guess what? They've got gummies now too, and they are amazing. I ate a couple of them, and I had an amazing night's sleep. My mind shut off, and I dozed. Goodbye, anxiety, and hello, sweet dreams. So check out their Instagram at Vance Global and take a look at the merchandise. And if you see something that you want to purchase, make sure you go ahead and use the coupon code SMILES, all capital letters, S-M-I-L-E-S, the word SMILES, to get 20% off your purchase. Once again, the coupon code is SMILES to get 20% off your purchase. Vance Global. I'll be sure to post the link down below in the show notes, and you can go ahead and click and start your shopping for your CBD cigarettes and or gummies and more today. Okay, man, this one right here was a surprise because it never once crossed my mind. But, you know, of course, why would it? You know, but our 36th president, Lyndon B. Johnson, not only enjoyed, but was also known for showing off his, well, his Johnson. He just loved whipping out his dick as often as he could. Apparently, that's how he got his nickname Jumbo or something, or he named it Jumbo. The name Jumbo is involved, okay? Thank you, shared on Facebook, shared on facebook.blogspot.com, for this random ass information. It really does give a whole new meaning to the words Johnson and Johnson. That was a good one. Come on. Come on, guys. All right. Here's a quickie for you. Trust me, you will understand soon why that joke is funny. Okay, so, ladies, vibrators, ever heard of them? Okay. Also, not just ladies, because anyone can enjoy some vibrating self-love at any time that they please, okay? But the history of this sex toy is so random. About, if you haven't gotten caught on, we're talking about vibrators. Okay, so I got this from cheeseburger.com. And once again, it's spelled, cheese is spelled C-H-E-E-Z. And there's no extra E and then the word burger. So cheeseburger.com. And apparently the vibrator was invented for doctors who were getting carpal tunnel from using their fingers to give female patients orgasms in order to treat hysteria. Okay, so pretty much women who were considered to be hysterical, which at one point in time in history, that could have been for anything. Something simple as a woman talking back to her husband. Oh, she's hysterical, you know. You know, but not all the cases were like that. But sometimes they just use hysteria as an excuse to explain things that they could not explain. It was hysteria, you know, but yeah, good old days. Or maybe, and here's a thought, maybe women were just acting crazy so they could get some special love from their local doctor. You know, maybe a few of the ladies had a sexy doctor on call. You don't know. But can you imagine? This really was something that doctors were doing. Like, there are some sexy doctors in this world, and I might have to go crazy in order to receive my treatment. just let me clutch my pearls and start talking to people who aren't there while singing in the rain. Y'all, I need my treatment. Where is it? So pretty much women who were considered hysterical, used to get finger banged until the doctor got lazy and decided to invent a vibrator. Finger bang. That's a fun word. Okay. It's lovely. Now, supposedly, this has been proven false, you know, but I wanted to include it because it's just weird to think about, you know. But there are also a lot of sites that say that this is true. I don't know, and I don't care. This story is more fun, so we're going with it. So according to scientificamerican.com, Joseph Mortimer Granville was the man who patented the electric mechanical vibrator in the early 1800s. Can you imagine goodness, let me get past that. Still on magnetical. All right, so, but it was used to, like, relieve, the vibrator was originally used to relieve muscle aches, and soon doctors realized that it might be useful in other parts of the body. And eventually, you know, vaginas were like, yeah, listen, I'd like to try that out, you know? Vaginas were like, what about us? Oh, but if you want to know more about vibrator history, Google that shit. I don't know. I mean, maybe one day I'll do a random episode about that or go deeper into the Vibrator Chronicles. We'll see. We'll see how I feel. Ah, finger bang. Okay, so, this... this next one is gross. It's gross as hell. It's so gross. And nowadays, ridiculous as fuck. And it... God. All right. It's about a pretty intelligent guy. This is a really smart guy. Isaac Newton. Ever heard of him? Like, that joke never gets old, at least not for me. So if you haven't heard of Isaac Newton, he was one of the greatest mathematicians to ever live, bro. Okay. He was a physicist. Homeboy invented calculus. And I'm sure many of you hate him for that. You know, math is hard. Okay, I didn't... it's hard. I sucked at it then, I suck at it now. Alright, so homie discovered the laws of gravity and motion. Okay? Now, he's pretty freaking famous. He's pretty famous. But, of course, this episode isn't about his accomplishments. No, we don't care about that. Okay, so shout out to yesplease.com. It's Y-E-S... PLZ, yesplease.com, for this weird and cringy X-rated fact about Isaac Newton. So Isaac had a weird obsession with alchemy. And if you're like me, you're wondering, you know, what the hell is that, you know? So I Googled it, all right? And once again, Wikipedia saves the day here. By the way, I just made a $10 donation to Wikipedia the other day. And many people don't know this, but they are a non-profit website. And we all have used them at some point over the years for all kinds of reasons. And you know damn well, a lot of you plagiarized the fuck out of them at some point, all right? So, you know, copy and paste. All right, so if you can, donate to the site and help us keep the free information going. That'd be dope. And you don't have to donate $10. You don't have to do that much. You can... do more than that, or you can do a little more, you know, less than that. Choose your amount on the site. You know, just go to Wikipedia.com and it'll pop up. Anyways, alchemy is the super old study and philosophy of how to change basic substances, for instance, metals, into other substances. So alchemists believe that religion, magic, astrology, and philosophies and all that shit, that they're all related to one another somehow. So they wanted to prove that by finding the connection between them. And if you want to know more, Google that shit. It gets kind of boring after that. But let's get back to these X-rated facts, okay? So my guy Isaac Newton had this weird obsession with blood. But not just any type of blood. He specifically obsessed himself with menstrual blood of whores. That's literally what it says. Menstrual blood of whores. Bruh, I'm telling you, y'all, this... that's what this site says. This dude thought the whore's menstrual blood has a magical property added to it. And he even painted the walls of his room red for this reason. Now, let me address this. It said he painted his room red, but it does not say that it was with menstrual blood. I want to clarify that, y'all. Also, drink every time I say menstrual blood, okay? Rewind it and go back and drink every time. Okay, so you know when they say you never want to meet your heroes? Well, you're going to be disappointed, my Isaac Newton fans out there. My bad. Probably look at him in a different light. Like, oh, okay, he invented calculus and laws of motion. Oh, shit, and he believed what now? Oh, man. Okay, so this seems like a great place to end the episode with menstrual blood. Take a drink. Okay. So if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's no one is truly ever as they seem, clearly. Also, the name Johnson & Johnson is totally ruined for me now. Damn it. Damn it, Lyndon B. Johnson, you son of a bitch. You just... Oh my God. Professionally Silly Life Rules, people. No one is ever as they seem. All right, so check out the podcast Twitter, guys, the Instagram at It's Pro Silly, and check out the Professionally Silly Pod Group on Facebook, because we take our silliness seriously here. We do. I want to thank you, all of you, every single one of you, for listening to this podcast and joining me every week as we get silly up in this bitch. Because we never know what the topic is going to be. You know, sometimes I don't know until the week of. I'm like, what am I going to do? Oh, okay, the history of sandwiches. Let's get on that. You know, if you want to join in on the silly and you have any of your own stories or experiences that you want to share, feel free to email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. You can literally email me about anything that's interesting. You know, there's a good chance that your story would or could inspire an entire episode topic. So send those in. And you can also leave me a message on the Anchor app or my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. 805-664-1828. You can leave me a voicemail or send me a text, and I'll put you in the podcast, unless you're not into that. You know, just let me know. Also, all right, so I want to do this because this is fun. I don't do it every episode, but I do it when I feel like it, which is not all the time. And so I want to do a National Day Corner. It's National Day Corner time, everyone. This is where I visit nationaldaycalendar.com and I share with you what is being celebrated today. Today is November 19th and it's National Monopoly Day. Yep, that board game that you know and love, and if you constantly lose, you probably know and hate, okay? Sore losers out there. I'm sure there's a few of them listening. I always wanted to be the top hat or the shoe when I was a kid because, you know, I was a fancy child. And today, we recognize this iconic board game, which is considered to be one of the most popular board games in the world. And apparently, Monopoly was originally based on the board game that was designed by a woman named Elizabeth Maggi in 1902. So this kick-ass board game has been played by an estimated 500 million people since 1935. Can you believe that? And when you think about it, all of them have been to jail at one point. You're going directly to jail. Don't collect $200. Goes right there. So when you think about it, we're all hardened criminals now that we've done time on the game of Monopoly. And I played this game in college and with a buddy of mine. It was fun. And she would hold my snacks or my beer hostage for money. Legit would say, oh, I'm going to the bathroom. I'll be right back. And she'll come back like with like a piece, like a receipt paper or something. And on the back of the receipt, like a Walmart receipt or some shit. And on the back of the receipt, it's written... that I need to give her $400 or $500 bills, okay? or she would eat my snacks or feed them to her dog. Legit. Or pour my drink down the sink. Legit. And I couldn't, you know, and she took my shit when I wasn't paying attention. You know, I was probably drunk or high. I don't want to. But this bitch actually sent me a ransom note for $2,000 for my stolen goods. Like, sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't, you know, but looking back, that is some dark shit. We were just silly, you know. give me two of your $500 bills, bruh, or your dog's gonna get it. I don't have a dog. It's an imaginary one. Give me the money or it dies. Just weird shit like that. Okay, back to it. So if you have never played Monopoly, which would be odd, play it. It's fun. You know, add your own house rules to it, like me and my weird ass friend, and bankrupt everyone you care about. You know, that's what the game's about. Yeah. So I think Monopoly is very popular, not only because of the original game, but there are also different variations and themes with this game. Like, maybe you're into Star Wars or Super Mario or Jurassic Park or something like that, because there are dozens of themed and franchised Monopoly games out there. So check those out. Oh, okay. So also, I know there's so much about Monopoly. Who knew? So I've got some fun facts about the game, about the board game Monopoly. Drink every time I say Monopoly. And and then I came across and I thought you guys would enjoy. So when Parker Brothers originally decided to publish Monopoly in 1935, the game only contained 8 playing pieces. Okay, now here's a fun fact. The Parker Brothers has actually been an American toy and game manufacturer since 1883, excuse me. Now, these are the original pieces that a lot of us are familiar with. Okay, you got the boat, the top hat, the battleship, you know, the iron, the thimble, and apparently the cannon. There was a cannon piece there, and which, I'm being completely honest with you, I don't remember there being a cannon on any of the Monopoly games that I have played. Drink. So maybe they were before my time, I'm not sure. But later on, the race car was added, and then a few others that I don't remember being in the games that I played. A lantern, a rocking chair, and a purse. Now, any of you guys remember any of those pieces? Okay, and also the terrier is a piece that I remember that it was added to the game in 1940. But if you purchase the Monopoly game today, as of 2017, the game will include the battleship, the dog, the top hat, race car, and then here are a few that I didn't even know existed because I haven't purchased a Monopoly board game in a couple of decades. So, but they introduced a cat piece in the year 2000. And then in 2017, they introduced a rubber ducky, a T-Rex, and a penguin. So, you know, shit's getting real out there on these Monopoly streets, y'all. You know, it's getting rough out there, man. T-Rexes and penguins? Oh, shit. So get a few friends together and have an old-fashioned game night and play everyone's favorite board game, Monopoly. And to celebrate today, use hashtag PlayMonopolyDay. Yeah. Yeah, and post some fun photos of you and your friends enjoying yourself and bankrupting each other. It's wonderful. So a thank you, nationaldaycalendar.com, for the information. And make sure you guys check out the website and see what else today is used to celebrate. All right, yeah. That was fun. So guys, I want to thank you again for listening to this X-rated episode and also staying with me learning about Monopoly and coming back every week, because I am really glad that you're here. And if this is your first time listening, I hope that you decide to come back and join me every Friday as we get professionally silly. Yeah, that'd be great. That's what I want to have happen. Please support this podcast by leaving reviews in whichever podcast directory that you're using, especially Apple Podcasts, if you've got that. Share this podcast with a friend. Drink every time I say podcast. Share this podcast with your friends and share the silly with as many people as you can. Let them know that that we're here. We're available on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and more. Okay, guys? And leaving a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts would really, really, really help the show grow. And that is my plan. That's what I would like to have happen. Make sure you guys check out the show notes for some bonus information, like my social media. I got TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, and 2 YouTube channels. So go ahead and check those out. The Professionally Silly channel, which is very different from the show here, and the Paranormal Blacktivity channel. Yep. Spirits, ghosts, paranormal things are happening over there. So go ahead and check that out. And for those of you that are interested in writing me or sending me stuff, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. And all that information is in the show notes as well. And you can send me anything that you want, literally. And I'll open it right here on the air. And I'll post a video of the unboxing on my YouTube channel. Yeah, that'd be fun. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's your Audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Enjoy the silly while you can, and come take it seriously with me every Friday right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast.